This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
This section continues our flashback to a month earlier when Moses was dedicating the tabernacle. Everything Israel does in this passage mirrors the story of their escape from Egypt in the book of Exodus. They keep the Passover meal on the one-year anniversary of the first time they ate it. God commanded them to do this every year and remember how he saved their firstborn in Egypt. Next, we read about the cloud of God's presence that covered the tabernacle. When the cloud lifted, they traveled. When it rested, they set up camp. This is very similar to what happened after the first Passover when the people went through the wilderness to Mount Sinai following the cloud of God's presence. Now, the last thing we read about in this flashback are commands about trumpets. Trumpets were to be used to signal different events and marching orders. This also reminds us of the Exodus story because after Passover and after following the cloud, God's presence came down on Mount Sinai with the sound of loud trumpet blasts. But why all these similarities with the book of Exodus? Well, we need to remember that just before the book of Numbers began, Israel broke God's covenant by building an idol. You remember that famous golden calf. And God punished them, and it looked like all was lost. However, God renewed his covenant to Israel. The tabernacle was built, and that catches us up to where we are now. So the question is, what's the status of the relationship between God and Israel? Like, are they okay? It's almost as if God is saying, I saved you then, I'll save you now. I saved you in the Exodus, and I will save you again. And this is great news for us today, because we have sinned to the point of wondering, what's the status of my relationship with God? And like he did with Israel, God points us back to how he saved us before, in order to remind us of how he saves us now. But we don't just remember the Exodus from Egypt. We remember the new and better Exodus we have been given in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And by rehearsing and remembering the story of how Jesus saves us, we are comforted by the fact that God is still with us, even amidst our worst sins. This is most clearly seen when we take the Lord's Supper. Communion is the fulfillment of this Passover meal that we saw celebrated. When we take it, we remember how we have been saved through the body and the blood of Jesus. So if you are in a season of doubt, if you are wondering how God could possibly still love you, remember that he died for you on the cross, and the God who was faithful to you then is still faithful to you today. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the lengths to which God goes to remind us of his covenant faithfulness. And as you remind yourself of the gospel, I pray that you would see Jesus as the full, final, and faithful keeper of that covenant.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.